Hard as it may be to believe, it is Spain, not Greece, that has Europe's highest jobless rate. Almost one in four workers are unemployed in Spain. Official statistics are based on the number of people who register for unemployment benefits. But as Lauren Freire reports, Spaniards have a secret. Many collect a paycheck while they're on the dole.
Ora, ora. Y a buen precio.
Pawn shops do a swift trade in Madrid these days. Spain's jobless rate is at an all-time high, and gold prices are close to record-setting as well. People sell family heirlooms to agents in the street. Some pawn clerks earn cash on commission, off the books, while the government thinks they're unemployed. One of them is a 51-year-old man who calls himself Mario Rodriguez. He won't give his real name for fear of being caught by authorities.
Escondido, cobrando el paro y trabajando.
It's under the table. You collect unemployment benefits and work at the same time. I do it, and there are so many other people who do too.
Rodriguez says if he's really lucky, he can make up to $1,300 commission in a single day, all undeclared income. But many days he earns nothing. So to make rent, he relies on the steady unemployment check he still gets every month. He knows he's breaking the law, but he says his employer encouraged him and benefits from it too.
Las tiendas no necesitan mucha gente.
The stores don't want many registered workers. Otherwise, they'd have to pay Social Security. They'd have to pay all the fees, taxes, and vacation days for them. And it helps workers, too. Many people want to be paid on commission only.
Pawnbrokers aren't the only ones milking Spain's generous benefits scheme. At a building site downtown, construction workers wielding saws joked about how they're on the books as unemployed. Nearby, a private school teacher confessed to earning about double what he declares. Often, companies pay half by check, the legal way, and half in cash, so that both employer and worker pay less tax. That type of fraud alone costs Spain at least $10 billion a year. And the whole underground economy here makes up as much as 15% of GDP. A quarter of all work is off the books, says economist José Ramón Pin.
No ingresa el impuesto de renta de las personas físicas.
The government doesn't get any tax revenue from these people because they're theoretically out of work, and it pays for their unemployment. Of the roughly 5 million unemployed people in Spain, about 400,000 are collecting benefits but working illegally.
This month, Spain's cabinet passed labor reforms to address this. From now on, small companies that hire an unemployed person will get half of that person's jobless benefit as an incentive to hire them legally. The new employee will also be able to keep 25% of their dole money during the first year on the job. Another economist, Fernando Fernandez, says it's sort of like the government is bribing companies and workers, to be honest.
The idea of this is, okay, you hire somebody, we give you cash. Now, this reduces the cost of that person to the employer. Therefore, you can pay a decent wage to this individual.
And keep another person employed in this recession. At the bar at his seafood pub, restaurant owner Manuel Blanco says a few hundred euros from the government could make it worth his while to hire an unemployed person on the books. Not that he's averse to hiring people off the books, though.
Engañaríamos todos. Yo el primero.
Everyone cheats here, including me, he says. Everyone tries to pay the least possible, but every day they're making it harder. And that's exactly what the government wants. Mario Rodriguez, the pawnbroker, speaks freely about scamming the system, but then asks half-joking if I'm an undercover agent. You see, he's originally from Ecuador and risks getting deported.
Eso es la suerte que se juegan.
It's luck you gamble with. On one hand, you're happy because you're earning commission and unemployment. And there are so many people who do it, too. But if you're discovered, you could regret it for the rest of your life.
For now, though, he says the payoff for cheating is just too good. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Madrid.